This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news headlines first. Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says he will not participate in the Standing Committee meeting, saying proposal presented by another party chair, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, is not worthy for discussion. Government of Nepal issues new foreign policy. The policy mentions Nepal will extend bilateral relations with all friendly nations, including neighboring countries, based on sovereign equality, mutual respect and welfare. And 7 COVID patients die after oxygen supply runs out in western Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said he will not participate in the party's standing committee meeting, stating that the proposal presented by another party chair, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, is not worthy for discussion in formal meeting. The party's standing committee had begun in Kathmandu, even in the absence of the party chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The Prime Minister said another party chair, Prachanda, should withdraw his proposal without any terms to return the party in normalcy and healthy environment. Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Narayan Kajasrestha informed that yesterday's standing committee meeting decided to give 7 days to study on the proposals of the chairman and for the informal discussions over them. For this, the party's next standing committee meeting will be held on 13th of December. Likewise, the meeting has also postponed the party's central committee meeting for 20th of December. The government of Nepal has issued an integrated foreign policy. Organizing a press conference at the Foreign Affairs Ministry yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamal issued Foreign Policy of Nepal 2020. The policy mentions that Nepal will extend its bilateral relations with all friendly nations, including neighboring countries, based on sovereign equality, mutual respect and welfare. The foreign policy of Nepal also states that Nepal will maintain free and balanced relations with neighboring countries, will not allow any force to use Nepali land against neighbors, will maintain border security and manage border, and will promote bilateral, trilateral and multilateral cooperation on issues of mutual welfare. Speaking at the conference, Foreign Affairs Minister Gyamali said the foreign policy has been brought as Nepal has been moving towards stability following formulation of the new constitution. The minister says international border security, eco-politics and perspective whether international aids are in favour of the international interests are the challenges of foreign policy. President Bidya Devi Bhandari authenticated 2 ordinances recommended by the Council of Ministers. According to a press statement issued by spokesperson at the office of the President Badri Nath Adhikari, the newly authenticated ordinances are amendment to some acts against the Sexual Violence Ordinance 2077 BS and Social Security First Amendment Ordinance 2077 BS. Nepal's corona recovery rate has now reached 93.70%. The Ministry of Health and Population has recorded additional 1,752 new recoveries. With this, Nepal's corona recovery tally had jumped to 225,800. Likewise, the Health Ministry has recorded additional 1,096 new coronavirus cases. As per the ministry update, Nepal's corona death toll has reached 1,594 with additional 17 deaths. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द रेस्ट अफ द अपडेट्स Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, has said the media should raise awareness among people living in remote area and under poverty. Speaking at a virtual program organized by Human Rights Journalist Forum yesterday, Minister Gurung suggested the civil society and mass media to take initiation for making the nation human rights friendly. The minister also vowed to collaborate with all concerned bodies to make the nation stronger. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Giriraj Manipokral, has stressed on the need to make higher education, research and innovation oriented. Speaking at the inaugural session of a two-day conference on Shaping a Human World, Global Perspective on Higher Education, Minister Pokhrel said the education sector should adopt new dimensions of the information technology. The conference, jointly organized by Nepal Open University and the Morgan State University of the USA, aims to address the post-COVID-19 challenges in education sector and exchange global experiences. A report by the National Federation of the Disabled Nepal shows 67% of the women with disabilities have become victims of violence or of various sorts. It also says only 16% of them have reported the case to the concerned authorities. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens and the National Federation of the Disabled Nepal made the report public at a virtual dialogue yesterday. Woman President of the National Federation of the Disabled Nepal, Rama Dhakal, said more than 10% women with disabilities had been victim of violence compared with other women with abilities. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Officials in India are investigating the cause of an unidentified illness which led to more than 140 people being admitted to hospital over the weekend. The patients from Eluru in Andhra Pradesh had a wide range of symptoms from nausea to fits and falling unconscious, doctor said. A number of beds at Eluru Government Hospital have been freed up in case they are needed. The illness comes as India continues to battle the coronavirus pandemic. Local media said the patients had taken coronavirus tests, all of which were negative. Seven patients being treated for the coronavirus have died after one of the largest hospitals in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar ran out of oxygen supplies. Farhat Khan, spokesperson at Khyber Teaching Hospital, said on Sunday that the patients died on Saturday night when the vendor who supplies the hospital with medical oxygen failed to arrive in time. The hospital, the second largest in the northwestern city of Peshawar, received its oxygen cylinders from a vendor in Rawalpindi, a city about 190 kilometers away, Khan said. Venezuelans have been voting in legislative elections that are said to hand socialist president Nicolas Maduro control of the only official body still controlled by the opposition. Most opposition parties are boycotting the polls for the National Assembly. The boycott is being led by opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has been in a two-year power struggle with Maduro. The US and more than 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has described Sunday's poll as a fraud and a sham. The Organization of American States, OAS, has also said it will not recognize the result. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, partly cloudy in Province 2 and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says he will not participate in the standing committee meeting, saying proposal presented by another party chair, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, is not worthy for discussion. Government of Nepal issues new foreign policy. Polish mentions Nepal will extend bilateral relations with all friendly nations, including neighboring countries, based on sovereign equality, mutual respect and welfare. And seven COVID patients die after oxygen supply runs out in western Pakistan. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.